Holding a Siman Tov Reish Chav Tes Sif Yud. Okay, so we spoke about the fact that Oichlim are Mekabim Tumah, therefore you can't use them for Schach. An Vitena Ubehem Te'enim Uzmeris Ubehem Anovim. So you have fig branches with figs, or you have grapevines with grapes. So Im Pselus Merba La'oichol Masachin Behem. If the roiv is the psarlis, so that's kosher for schach. Vimlav, if the roiv is the food, ain't masachik in behem. Now, vim kitzarim lo eichol, if when a person cut them off of the tree, he cut them off with a plan to eat, so then there's an interesting halacha, there's a masechta called uksin. And Oxen talks about the concept called Yadayim, that we more learned up from a pasuk. It should be Tomei Lachem, Yadashin Lachem, Lachol Tzarcheichem, whatever you need to do it. That not only is the food Tomei, but the part of the branch which you would use to eat the food, say a cluster of grapes. So the bunch, the best way to eat is you beat it up so that those little the cluster which is holding the grapes is called a yad. It's there to help you to hold on to the food. Mm-hmm. So the yad is also makabel tumah. So now it comes out that not only is the grape tomei, but the section which is called a yad is also tomei. So you need other vines, which the Mishnah is when they go through certain fruits, the size of the yad is one tefach, sometimes it's two tefach, whatever it is, whatever. So you're going to need psoilus, which means part which is not makabel tumah, greater than the total of the food plus the yad. The eshi yadayim teres oichol makabel tumah, tzarek shei psoilus kaden levatol oichol ba yad. Now vim tzarem lesichuch, you said, wow, I need to put schach, so let's go cut this, some branches off of this tree. So his goal was tzichuch, so that he did not intend that the branches should be for yadayim for the oichol. So then as only yadayim teres oichol. Which is the case we're telling over here. He changed his mind for sichuch. So we say, if you haven't eaten them, so you haven't changed your mind what they're there for. No, it's too late, because when you were kaitzerit, you designated it for the purpose of being a yad, and now you're changing your mind to use it for sichuch. So the machshava, the change of mind, can't change the status which was there beforehand. But what can you do? Ashiyasim hemaisa shenikra shereitzay som lesichuch kagan sheyado sheysom. So the eitz is you can make them non-functional as yadayim. So if you crush the wood, it doesn't, it'll bend and won't hold the fruit well anymore. So then it's clearly you've done an action to show that you do not want to maintain it for the purpose of being yadayim. Now, we had before that something which is mekabel tumah, even after it becomes broken, it's no longer mekabel tumah, it's also minarabanan to use it for sichuch. But the way it works over here is it's not just that it makes it that's not makabel tumah anymore, that's broken. The point is it makes it not a yad anymore. So the whole concept of the tumah doesn't exist anymore. So that's why the maisa would work over here. Okay. Mishabur Laman. Himselus Rimba Loichel, Tinzahu Klau of Hodder Prat. The way it's presented, the Shulchan Aruch, he gives you a general rule and then he gives you the details. Tahan Imsarim Loichel. We have to clarify. If you were kaitzer at lo'ichol, he'daim yitzar from lo'ichol. I'm sharm l'sichuch, he'daim yitzar from l'psoil. So, which side do the yadayim go on, the branches go on, depends what your intention was.
How are we defining yadayim, sir?
Yadayim is the handle which allows you to hold the food.
So that would be the stem.
That would be like the stem or whatever it is. So that's you. Certain fruits you don't use that. But the ones that you use it, that gets it there, that's the rebuy of the Mishnah, so we learn the Zuxin, that is makabel. It's not makabel tumah in the sense that it sometimes become tumah. It functions as a yad for tumah, which means that if something tumah would touch that, the food becomes tumah.
Mm-hmm. If something touches the food,
and vice versa, if you would have certain things that food can make something tame, that other item will touch the yad, the tumor will go from the food to that other item. So it functions as the conduit for the tumor. See, it's not really tame itself, it functions as the conduit. But that's enough to make it possible for schach. Teres Eichel. So they have a din of Teres Eichel. Now, this concept, there's a limit to how far it's considered. That's considered there to function to help the food. So we should say start measuring the size. However, the Mishnahs over there go through some cases the yad is much longer. So whatever is attached to the food, he took off some branches which have no food in them at all. So those are not yadayim. Those will be mevatel. These, but the whole piece which is connected to the food all becomes a problem. That's what Magen Rambam says.
So is this saying though that whatever you cut off, if there's ochel there, then the whole piece is yadayim or not?
Right. That's what he's saying. We're being machmer because. Even though usually that's not an issue, since by certain scenarios it is, we're always machmer.
But then he goes on and talks and distinguishes between the yad and the psolus. So that must be that some of what you cut off is psolus.
So let's say he goes and he pulls off some things from the vine. So some parts of the vine he pulls off have no fruit in them at all. So those are psolus.
Okay.
Then he pulls off some with the fruits. Right? So those, he's saying, as long as there's fruit on them still, say if all the fruit is detached, they're not yad anymore. So now they're good, but if the food is still attached, that whole piece which becomes non-usable.
So we're talking about separate pieces that you have to have.
Right, correct. And according to Magen Rambam, it would have to be separate pieces.
I see.
If he says Yeshi Zor Shalom Lachasas Bekashin Shal Tvua Krem Shenetavu Mina Tvua, so you can't put stalks of wheat or stalks of grain before you remove the grain. Because the stalk becomes the yad. Okay, even if you've broken it off afterwards, raising the question that like we said over here,
it was
a couple of one point in time, it's a problem. Because Yaakov says the Maskim Love and Maskim Ladataz the Kama Sef Yilches to Shori. That's permitted. The argument being, we said over here, if you make it that it no longer functions the yad at all, it's broken to the point where then it's okay. So the problem with the straw, that's not really true. They don't usually crush the straw. He says, but straw, they didn't make that. That's their darbana. They didn't put it on something which only has tummy tumas yad. Sometimes you don't get every single kernel of wheat off of the stalk. So that stalk, the kernel of wheat is still on it, then the stalk is considered a yad. If you're planning to use straw, you have to make sure you get all the shibolim off.
Which part is that? That's the husk.
Shibolim is the husk with the grain, right? The whole. Right.
But even if there's no wheat left in
it, no, he's saying that sometimes there's going to be.
So there will be. So you don't
use it until you make sure you get everyone off.
Just remove the whole shibolim.
Right.
Don't go looking to remove the. Okay.
Near the kashin shall min shibolim hanikzorim b'mago. We're adding chumra on top of chumra, so that far we're not going to go. So it's only considered yad. What's the yad over there? The Mishnah said the yad is because you grab it and then you cut. So it says, depending on what you're using the cut, you have to hold the higher or lower. So when you do it with a sickle, three tvachim is enough. You grab it, give yourself space to cut beneath it. So if it's longer than that part you don't have to worry about. Okay. Sifir Aleph. Mesachim befino goy hanikra barabi shamur. Who Michael behema vein bnei adam oichlo masayelos before. It's some type of a vegetable, but people don't eat it except for refuah purposes. So that's not considered a problematic oichlo, since it's only used for animals, not makabotum. Okay. Now, he's going to, Sifya Beis is going to like sort of assumes background knowledge that there are two issues with schach which is not acceptable. Or is one is that it apostles your sukkah, one is that it's not acceptable schach. So we'll see that with regards to the issue of passing the sukkah, so you can pass the sukkah in a few different ways. You don't have enough, if it's a small sukkah, which the shear is Zion Tvachim by Zion Tvachim. So four Tvachim are schach puzzle, it's no good. If it's a larger sukkah, so that's not going to make the sukkah not usable, but it might affect the sukkah in the following way. If your sukkah has, let's say, has only three walls, one, two, three, right? So that's the minimal amount of the sukkah. It's kosher with two plus the third one, with, you know, with the halacha is how to build the third one. So now, if he puts schach puzzle here, so this, whatever's on this side, is not connected to these two walls. It only has one wall holding it, so it's not going to be kosher. So the shear to do that is, if it's an airspace, is three tvachim, because it's no longer lovet. Schach puzzle is four tvachim. Okay. So now he presents the following interesting theory. Person takes, puts vegetables, which are edible, up there. So that's schach puzzle. So they should only pass on the sukkah if there's four tefachim wide of that. However, the nature of these vegetables, many vegetables, because they're very high water content, when they dry up, they shrivel up to become like minimum, very minimal. So you know that in a few days, it's going to be airspace.
Right.
So, which the shear is three tefachim. So what's the measure of this, the shear psul over here? Before it shriveled, what's its measure? Sichel b'yirokas v'marin liyabesh. It's mesachel b'yirokas, which the nature is that they dry very quickly. They're definitely not acceptable because they're mekabel tumah. But ein dinam keschach posel lifso barba tvachim. But they don't pass the sukkah with four tvachim gap. El ka'avra chashiri lifso b'shloisha. They're considered like airspace, which is a problem with three. If you mean dark el miyavish, it's the type of a leaf which doesn't dry out. So dinam kischach posel lepaisim barba tvachim. Then it's chach posel, which the shear is four tvachim. Hago. So how long does it take the yabesh? V'chomash adarka liyabesh teich shiva miyad danina le keilo hu yabesh. V'avi avro posel begimel afilim in etzad. Since the shear, the length of time the sukkah has to be kosher for 7 days, dinam the gemara, dinam of the Torah. So if it's not going to last 7 days, it's not. It's that's considered that it's considered av. Okay, mishabur olam beis sichech beyirakus mitzolaymer beis and mekayim shemarin liyabesh. In certain sections of the sukkah, he put on this skach, which is vegetables, and they are dry out quickly. Besoch shiva simeachag. Windful of all them, like Yivolim Yishar Aver, and it's going to all shrivel up and basically fall in. You have nothing left. So, Abishab Sulam the Sachich. The Sivaza Arab Yerokash Arim Lachilo, Sulam the Sachich. They're a Schach Possel, because they're edible. Havamina, the Bishil Zet, and Chalalem Shem Sulacher. So once they're Possel on their own, maybe that should be, like, we shouldn't call it Aver, because it's Possel anyway. You don't say that. So the shear is not like schach posel leaves of barba tvachim. Gevur b'sim and tavrish amabay schach posel posel b'emsa barba tvachim. Avir posel b'em b'emsa b'em enetzad b'shosh tvachim. So the second difference between avir and schach posel is in the daif anakuma. So if you have an air gap, there's no daif anakuma. Daif anakuma is that you don't need that the walls of the sukkah have to be immediately next to the schach. You can have on top some type of flat board or something in between. So we look at it as if the wall has bent and extended out to the schach. So Devar Akum is kosher. It's not kosher by airspace. So if there's an airspace of three on the side, the sukkah, it doesn't have that wall. If there's schach possible there, the shear, you can't sit under it. Not, but it doesn't possible unless there's a gap of four amas. Right. So we'll see later on. So that's the second difference. So how do we down this? Is this schach possible or is this avir? So we down it. We judge it as avir. Like avir chashivi. Obviously, once it shriveled up and dropped down, that's the airspace. The Kiddush, even before that happened. So, really, it's only become possible then. Because Al said it's not acceptable from now. Now, the Sharatzian points out that's its own Rabbanan. But the Rasha brings two shitas about it. That maybe it's the rice, and the Rambam sounds like it's the rice is the kazin. But he went over here with the sheet of the levush. That's the Rabbanan. Excuse me. Because the person who did kishasichek biyirakas shein ruim lachil asadim. So I have something to the issue over here is it's not edible, but the nature of this thing that it shrivels up. So you know, you try to make stock with deciduous leaves. A lot of times it's going to shrivel up. You're not going to have if it's not going to remain tzelsa meruba. So then you're in trouble from the start. He says, listen, I'll add on more later on, call them oid, or something like that. That's not going to help. Right now, it's not a valid sikhuch. Yud Gimel, called over to Machuber, and in Sachin Boy, Bedina Kedina, Hekedina Elam. So, okay. So, what does Machuber mean? So remember we said at the beginning that there's the three requirements for schach. It has to be something which is detached. It has to be something which grows out of the ground. And it has to be it's not makabel tuma. So we've discussed issues of Kabbalah's tuma. We discussed maybe growing from the ground. Now we're going to discuss mukhladin and mukhubr. Lamas mukhubr pirsha, mukhubr mikar, it's still attached from its original attachment. Kain gefen was the last person wanted to use a vine or some gourds.
What does that mean?
Because it's Yosef B'Simon Tavrish Chavah B'Shem Chumas Adeshin to Kosher. Now, we have to clarify what that means. Now, if you take off something from the ground, you cut it off, if you stick it back on the ground, sometimes it takes root and starts growing again. So that's considered Mechubar. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a case where it's not taking root, but it's just easier to stick it in the ground than have it. So you take a whole this vine, cut it off from it, stick it into the ground, then have the whole thing sit on top. Right. So that's not a problem. Even though right now it's stuck in the ground, but it's not really mechubar. It's not growing, so it's not mechubar. Okay. Then he said, however, someone says this is mechubar. You can't use shishkach. He says, "Ayin b'simen tov reish chavov." He says, "Beis din yanim over b'sichech behem," which that's not acceptable. And then b'achakak sotzei. Then he cut it off. So we said over there that's called tassel b'min ha'osei. He's already on the sukkah in a way which is not acceptable. So you can't just fix it by detaching it. You have to then pick each item up and put it back down to reset the process of the sichuch. Okay. Now. Yudal through Yud Ches, all dealing with the Rabbanans. That Chazal. So the three derises which we spoke about have all have been basically explained. Chazal made certain, we may at least had some Rabbanans along the way. So what are the Rabbanans? Yudal. Yeshtorim Shosu Chachamim L'Sachu Pehem L'Chachila. You should not use these items. What is that? So they sound good. They're not edible. They're not makabel tuma. But they smell bad. They have a nature. They constantly drop their leaves. So Chazal were afraid. You know, smells horrible in the sukkah. You're not going to sit in the sukkah. Or there's constantly things dropping on your head. So Chazal asked her to use that with bidi evidence it's kosher. So it's an interesting madrega of lechatchila. I'm lechatchila going into the sukkah and sitting in it. It's not if I sat there already, you're allowed to go lechatchila to sit in there. So the lechatchila over here was you may not use it to build the sukkah, but once it's built, you may lechatchila you sit in the sukkah. That's already a different ball game. It got to the point where it's really, really annoying. People would find it very difficult to be with that. So now you're dealing with it. The sukkah is not the normal way you make a house. Fine. This gzeir of gazelle is so much that's constantly dropping. The nature is drops. It's like you feel like you never can sit there without being bopped on your head. If it only does that when the wind blows, that's chazal did not ask for that. Okay. Test above. So the next gzeir which chazal came along, which was a cover. Tesvav, Tezayin, and Yudzayin. So it was called Zeres Chavila. So people would have their bundles of, let's say, wood, which they cut to use for firewood, or they came up with bundles of wheat, etc. So part of the thing is, if you want to, you need to dry it out. So where we dry it out, you go up into the roof, right? Nice flat surface, near the sun, right? And dry it out. So the guy says, you know, I have a great idea. Why don't I just pull it to the roof and put it on top of the sukkah? Right? So Chazal asked you can't use it when it's still in a bundle.
Even though your intention beginning was for schach.
So in this situation, Chazal said, even if you intend to do it for a schach purposes, we can't let you do it because there you might put it there for drying purposes. And then that's not good. It's also to use a bundle. You can't put your bamboo sticks on your roof and attached each other. He puts it there to dry, which means he wasn't put up there the shame sale. It wasn't put there, so the law is it's not kosher stock. It has to be put up for shame sale. But what he put it there to dry, not that it should make shade below. You know what? Just leave it there. Use it for the sukkah. Why is the sukkah psula? Mishum tassel mina osri bepisul. It was made originally in an unacceptable way, and now you're saying, "Just leave it like that." Since it's already made, you have to make it bekashrus. You can't just decide to accept it. Because all kochavila otuzay. So since that case is a problem, Chazal did not allow any case of a chavila due to that case. Mekimish of Neza Osaru, since that's the logic why Chazal ashed it. Lahutzur lesser elab chavila shederach liyabshon. So the gzera was you might put up there to dry. There's only certain type of things you just put on your roof to dry. So that's what they asked. So, what are the limitations? Under 25 sticks, they wouldn't see it was like worthwhile enough to get involved in drying it out. That's the logic. They never use it for this purpose of putting it up. They never use the sukkah to be there to dry such a small bundle. So then there's no reason to make a gzera. So I can use that lechatchila, not without the gzera. The mechav ekonam yoyser, a boy megeza echad, who kshor beresha masheni, and nikus chavila kiman shekaran echad. They all came, they're all attached to one big root, even though the 25 branches coming off this big package, doesn't make a difference, it's considered one. The mechav ekonam yoyser, the mechav ekonam yoyser, have a chevila. However, if you have some which are attached still the root, from they cut off with the root, and some which are separate, so then everybody you can't. Then we once you start counting the ones that are separate, you count the ones which are attached also. So one of the natures was they would make a bundle tied on the two ends and make some type of a loop that you could carry it with. So that's how they used to tie it. So it wasn't tied that way. Again, people would not perceive it as a chavila. So there's no reason why Chazal should ask her to do that. I have a different idea. Let's do Tezayin Yuzayin. So once you have this Ramah, that the definition of Chavila has to be bound, so now the Chavar is adding another Kenech, that if the purpose of the binding was just it's easier to give it to the Kainer for that purpose, but immediately he's going to untie it, so it's not considered a Chavila. So you're not supposed to do it with a chavila, but he did it, and then he untied it. So now, of course, it's already on the roof. P'sul, it's only p'sul the rabbanon. So the office is k'shera. Kima sheni sura elam mishum gzera. So they didn't create it. They didn't put on it. They didn't have tassel aminosri. Al chavila shehelo liyabish. Where he actually did, you know, the case of the gzeira, he put it there for drying purposes. He decided to use it now for sichuk. That's a psul deraisa. It wasn't made the shame tzeil. And it tears batara elayyade elatzricha, none of it. Just untying the bundles on and off, you need to move each stick. That's called none of it.
We were going to mention the case if you put the chavila, you didn't over the din de rabbanan, and you put the chavila up there, the shame tzeil.
And they
didn't untie it.
That's the first case. That's what he means. He put up in the shame sale.
Yeah, but then I'm saying if he didn't untie it, he never untied it.
Oh, if he didn't untie it, it sounds like over here the way he's presenting it that would be a problem.
Yeah.
Mr. Berg was going to point that out. In the things of cutting men. Yeah. So got mem. Okay, also the Sarah Bechavila. After come of Bechain, the Hanukkah Shem Shi in Yana, the Sip Yudal also Chacham, Gam is also Chacham. So the Chazal said you can't use, because they smell bad, you can't use the Chavila. So it sounds like they have the same dinner. But then we said it's Kasha B'Yev. It's not really true. They're not exactly the same. The word Bechain sounds exactly the same, but not exactly the same. So there was nothing wrong with the sukkah be'etzem, which is the problem that my person might leave. So he said, but yeah, but it's kosher. Chavila, shul adidom, hu mishum lechashinan, the ma'ovet sukkah mina osur. We're asking in the gzeira, because of a certain scenario, which in that case, but yeah, but it's possible. So we need to make our gzeira along the same lines. You won't make that mistake. So therefore, people buy it, they use it as like the covering of the dirt floors. After they did them, kachavila kima they derech lanichem liyabshon. The whole mile is when they're still fresh a little bit. Once they dry out, they don't really cover the floor, they become part of the dirt. So maybe we could argue that it doesn't go with the Xeris Chavila because it has a whole totally different function. It wasn't made for Yibush. Okay, so if you put it up there, Bipsul, that's too late. They can't fix it afterwards. Bipsul. Kiman. Shlainichan, let's say, the Bipsul over here is even put it up for sale purposes. If, however, it's less than 25 sticks, and it will be a little bit slower. The mutter, the sachibo, the chachila, and tzarach lehatzarisu, because people normally do never when they're going to get to the type of piles that they use to dry out, which would be our gzeira, they don't get such small piles. They always get a larger amount, at least 25. Then he said, if you tie it, be able to hold it, the two ends, be able to carry it, Mishnei Rasha, Yom Kashin Be'emsa, Hevi Eged, and Yechelim Atatul. It will be the same thing also. It's in the middle also. Then we said, in Sivkat Mem Dalet, in a case where you're Masach B'Chavila and you untied it, so then B'ri Eved is Kashin. Keep it. Which learned, the end of Dermal Lohadi is a Besimin Tavresh Tchavov Sivbeis, the Yom Kashin Tzu'ilin. If you use the tree to be the canopy, you bend it over, that's not good. And then you cut it off, it doesn't help. You have to redo it, replace each item. Like tzitza, loy mikri adayin maisa. Detaching it from the tree is not considered a valid ma'isa to say you've now made the sukkah. So it's called tasa. You don't say that. So over here, it's over there, it's cutting it off from the ground. Over here, it's untying the bundle. That's what we should have said. Right? Alza Omar. The shiny hawk, shiny sura be'etzim. Do I need a chavil of the shame schach? Where you put the shame schach? Elam Yishum, because if you put the yabish, it's hakel so be'etzim. No, you put the shame schach. Elam Yishum, gzeira asurua. Kilo yabasif tezwa. Mashayin and hazan, the psulim in a raisim, shum chubur. The case over there was if it's possible the raisim. So that's, be'in and maisa, gemur, danu, hanin, nanua, archak tzitza. There, Chazal required you to do a maisa gomer of indicating each one was made the same schach. The Messiah, the Chavila, shenich, liyabesh, shpustulam in a Torah, dami mamash lahosim, mitzarchal, nanua, archak Torah, denua, who, shesizim in kaim. So the case where it's psul the rice over here, because you put it there not the same sale, but the same drawing, say, nechonami, that you would hake, we need nanua to correct the situation. Okay.